went over the end of the share last week. We were trying to discuss what exactly a bedika means. So we know that it's critical for a woman to do the first of the bedikas for the hesek tahara. That was a mishnah in the end of Masechet Nidah. Before she's even eligible to be in the count for 7 days, she has to be certain that the bleeding will stop. And the only way to know that is to do a halachic bedika. The question is, what exactly does a bedika mean? So we know it has something to do with checking internally. But how, what, where, what exactly is all about? That's what we're up to right now. So, strangely enough, the Gemara never defines practically, physically, what exactly a bedika is, how thorough it has to be. At least it doesn't define it in the regular sugya of Masechet Nidah. The only reference to the degree of what a bedika is found in the very beginning of the Masechta, which happens not even to be talking about the regular bedikas that we're used to in terms of Tarash and Nikit, etc. What I was talking about was a special chumrah with the Rabbanon, which only existed with Zman Taras. We mentioned at the end of this week, Zman, when people used to observe the difference to a Tara, so it was critical for a woman to know exactly when she began a period. Because if she begins a period now, there's a din with the Rabbanon, that she has to be chosheshes all the way back to either 24 hours or to the last bedika. Even though Minat Torah, we follow Chazaka, Minat Torah, she has a Chazaka of being Torah. But with the Rabbanon, they threw a chumrah at her in the realm of Taurus and Kachim, that she has to be Metavei L'Mafreya until the point of the last bedika. So we want to know when that last bedika was. That's what the Mishnah says. Chazal instituted that she should constantly do a bedika. She should do a bedika every morning, every night. Again, this is not a married woman necessarily. This is just a woman who was called a Sukkah B'Taharos. So she should always, she shouldn't let more than 12 hours go without a bedika, otherwise it's going to cost us a lot of tzaros in terms of taharos. Then Chazal threw at her another chumrah and said, she's married anyway, she's having relations with her husband anyway, so why shouldn't she check before she has relations with her husband? That has nothing to do with taharos. That has to do with a chumrah labayla. The Gemara suggests in the second paragraph of Nidah, what would it be? Let's say if we would insist that all women before they were their husbands always check themselves. Well, why not? Great idea. Let them be bodekas atzma all the time. So the Gemara says, no, not a good idea. The Gemara says that it would be inappropriate even for a woman to volunteer. Let's say a woman wants to be extra from as man as that. So every time she's with her husband, she's going to do a bedika before she's with her husband. So the Gemara says, don't do that because tiskara baila. Because every time the husband sees her running to do bedika, he's going to think that she's really feeling something. She must have felt she was coming to be. He's never going to want to be with her. So therefore, Chazal didn't like that idea of doing unnecessary bedikas before Tashmish. But it's not a mikdash, but they were doing bedikas right and left anyway. So the husband's going to see her running through bedika. She did one in the morning, she did one in the afternoon, she did one tomorrow, she did that. So it was no big deal. So therefore, there are almost two different standards of what's considered to be the amount of bedikas that the women are doing. So there's not a mikdash, there's not a taharas. So then if they were obligated, even if they weren't married, the bedikas boke be'erev. And then if they were married, the shas before Tashmish as well. Man is asked, that whole bedikas and book of Erech and Taurus, everything else, it doesn't exist, and therefore the din of doing bedikas before Tashmish also, for the most part, doesn't exist as Man is. So, in the middle of that discussion, that bedika, this is like the chumrah, gabi chumrah, gabi chumrah, the din, the rabbanon, that if she's a imkvar azka, she's already doing multiple bedikas. Then she should do the stir bedikah as well. The Gemara discusses whether it was a real dinder, a bar, a minig, a chumra, whatever it was. But that notion of doing bedikahs right before Tashmish, so the Gemara says that bedikah is not going to count towards Taurus in the following sense. Let's say a woman gets a period at a woman gets a period at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So when we're dealing with Taurus, we say, well, the Mafrei, anything she taught since the last bedikah. When was the last bedika? So the last bedika was 6 o'clock in the morning when she woke up. So anything from 2 back to 6 is tameh. Anything before 6 is okay. So she checked at 6, there was no blood. So obviously, she was tameh at that point. Let's say at 10 o'clock in the morning she had tashmish. So in between that interim she had tashmish. And she happened to have checked herself at 10 o'clock in the morning like she was supposed to. So the Gemara said, that's not going to count towards the cheshbon. Then she's still considered to be Tameya back from 6 until 6 in the morning. Why is that? So we take a look back at the 8th of the Mount Kovat, that's not true, we left last week. The Gemara says that the top of the 8th of the Mount Kovat is on page 33. That A, the bedika cloth that she uses before Tashmish, doesn't count like a pekita, like a bedika. My time, Amrav Kadina, mitok shalom lebeisa. Because she's doing it in a rush. Because she's rushing to be with her husband, so what? Because she's doing it in a rush, so she's not going to do a thorough job. And what is called doing a thorough job? Bedikas Chardus Fakit. This is the first place in Chazal that we find the term called Bedikas Chardus Fakit. But Chazal are almost defining for us what a minimum, what a Bedikah is. That's to be not just a Bedikah, it's got to be a Bedikas Chardus Fakit, which is checking all the cracks and crevices, all the areas in the Osam Makom. And then and only then does it constitute a Bedikah. Anything short of that apparently doesn't do the trick. Now again, we're not talking about Shivakimia. We're not talking about a Sagat. We're not talking about anything that was needed of Tashina and Zayin. We're talking about a Chumrim and the Rabbanan of Taras that hasn't been around for almost 2,000 years. And Alpha Bechain, the Gemara says, ain't about less than the Chorin stuff. So the question is, where do we go from here? What relevance, if anything, does this have this man say? So the Rishonim are all bothered with the question that if she's not doing the thorough Bedika, if we're already frowning upon a Bedika, so what is she accomplishing with it? So, if a Bedika that's not Shechor Nistokhan is meaningless, so what's she doing? What's she wasting her time doing it for? We're telling her to do it, knowing full well that she's not really doing a good job. So it sounds like a little bit of a joke. So comes the Rashba, on the Bedika Shechor Nistokhan, you know, it says CD 22. So comes the Rashba and says, "Mitoch Shemum Lebeisa Ein Machnes Shechor Nistokhan, Diknik Mikan HaRaib Itzal, the whole of Baila ain't a tzricha b'digas chonus stokin." So comes the rabbin and was medayik in the following, that what the woman is doing is correct. What she's doing is halakhically okay, but it's not going to help us in terms of figuring out when was the last time the stuff was tummin. I read the Gemara saying the woman's being lazy, she's being not efficient, she's doing nothing. No, she's great. She's doing exactly what she's supposed to do. The halakha requires of a woman who's a sefet b'taras, do a bedikah labayla. That's what we're telling her to do. Do a bedikah labayla. So she's doing a bedikah labayla. You know what the definition of a bedikah for labayla is? A bedikah koldo. She puts a bedikah cloth in, out, doesn't move it around, doesn't go to chordis, nothing. An insertion of a bedikah cloth, losa mokom, dos is a bedikah labayla. We are now assessing that bedikah and saying, hey, shkayach, you were yotzin and dinder abonin of doing bedikah labayla. Wonderful. We'll give you a check for that. But if you want to know, is that Bedika really, truly going to affect the Chustumah B'Tahara? The answer is no. It's not really going to help you in the Chustumah B'Tahara. So you did what you were supposed to do, but in the end of the day, that extra benefit of cutting off some of the hours in the Chustumah B'Tahara is not going to happen, because whenever we pass the Shah in the Chustumah B'Tahara, we have to up the ante a little bit. We have to insist on a higher level of Tahara's, or in a sense, more Chomor. We're so careful about the B'Tahara. And therefore, we're not going to accept that bedikah that you did. That was okay, what you did, for what you did it. But for us, it's not going to suffice. So comes the rabbi after learning this pshat in the Gemara, and now he has the following. He skip down five lines from the bottom in that Rashma. Five lines from the bottom is the end of the line. But who's Al-Kosov? He's quoting again from the rabbi. The Yesh Mishaimer, the bedikah zava beibev sektara. So now the Rashba raised the following question. Once I just got finished telling you that there are two different standards of bedikas. There's the bedikas hilchas baila, then there's the bedikas for hilchas taras, and the ikra din baila is less severe than taras. Interesting concept. The baila is less severe than taras, less strict than taras, and they part ways in terms of a bedikas shenachon ustokin. Where does Bedika of Hefsek Tara fit into the picture? Where does Bedika of Shivanikim fit into the picture? Is that Baila or is that Taras? So the answer, of course it's Baila. That's husband and wife. We have to do Taras. And we do it as well as that. So that's not do with Taras. So there was some Rishon who maintained that based on this setup of equation, setup this inner question that the rabbi just set up, that for Baila the standards are lower, for Taras the standards are higher. Bedikas of Shivanikim and Hefsek Tara and all the above meet the lower standards, all that are necessary, and therefore you don't need Bedikas Chordus Tokin. So that the rabbi quoted that as one opinion, but now he quotes an alternate opinion. The Yesh Mishaomer, but he just quoted this right now. The Bedikas Zalva Beirus Dabir Adonai Shivanikim Tzricha Chordus Tokin. Flowing Kilo Lagabi Baila, El of Bedikas Hamalos. Fila Ein Ika Bedika Laba Machas Abal. El of Machas Maila Satire Shesukuhen. The rabbi then quotes another opinion that says, you have no right to extrapolate and say that, well, if the bedikah of Baila that we've been talking about is good enough without Chordus Tokin, so too Hefsek Tara and Shivanikim are the same. Not at all the same.
Hefsek Tara and Shiva Nikim are real requirements. The absolute dinim, according to some of the main media, Raisa, we spoke about that. The bedikas that are necessary during Shiva Nikim are very important. The famous Mishnah. The bedikas that are necessary for Hefsek Tara is a Mishnah, according to Hefter Rishon, the Shaz of the Raisas. The bedika that a woman who's a sekes betaras has to do, also Laila, it's a chumra, it's a gabi chumra, it's a gabi chumra, it's a gabi chumra, that are totally irrelevant as man as that. So comes the rabbi and it says there are three types of bedikas of halacha. There are some bedikas that are lataharas. There are some bedikas that are really truly labaila in the real halachic sense labaila. And then there are bedikas that are labaila that are extensions of chumras and chumras and chumras of hidurim based on ochas taharas. So the bris, there are three different levels of bedikas. So says the rabbi in the name of the Yesh B'Shalim, that when it comes to bedikas, which are chumras, agabi chumras, agabi chumras, labaila, those bedikas are the only place that Chazal say that it's okay, even though it's not l'chori stock. And it's the only mocha we have in Chazal to permit such a bedika is only l'gabe baila, which is labaila, which is chumra labaila. But for taharos mamish, the bedikas every morning, every night for taharos mamish, that you require a real bedika of l'chori stock. A bedika mamish labaila, like Shiva Nikim, like Hefsek Tara, those bedikas also require l'chori stock. So that's what the rabbi quotes in one opinion, and he quotes a dissenting view that says, no, that if it's baila, that's it. That's all there is there right no more. If it's baila, then you don't need chorus stuff. So the rabbi quotes two possibilities in halacha for how it's relevant for us. So again, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, so the Tara is proper, for sure you need chorus stuff. The baila of the Mikdash, the baila of the Tara, for sure you don't need chorus stuff. What do you need? Is man hazeh? Those are two opinions of the Raivin. And the Raivin, believe it or not, is Mekel. I don't have the whole Raivin here, but the Raivin is Mekel. Halach l'maisa, the Raivin, and then say we, but the Raivin, halach l'maisa, was Mekel. That the Dikos, Lebaila, what we call Lebaila, are good enough, but the Dikos called them. Just put the cloth in and out, chick chop. You don't have to do more than that. You don't even require the Dikos, Chard is stuck in. The Rashba, Me'idach Gisa, you have to quote until Raivin again. I don't know why I chopped it off at this point. But the Raivin, you have to quoting the Rashi, to quote this Raivin, says that the whole pshat of the Raivin, the chilav itself, is not correct in the Gemara. The Raivin's entire pshat was predicated on the assumption that the women of Chazal were criticizing were really doing okay. What they were doing wasn't so bad. It just wasn't doing the extra level for Taras. But fundamentally, they were accomplishing something. Rashi of Shad the Gemara, the Chazal are frowning and criticizing the women that they were doing absolutely nothing. They were wasting their time. The Rashi says they weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. The world's not going to come to an end. It's only a Derabon and Taras. We have Taras and okay, we're not going to spend so much time on it. It says the Rashi, you want to know, bottom line, is this acceptable what they've been doing? So the Rashi says, absolutely not. It's not acceptable, the Chalal. It's not called a Bedika. Rashba says, if Chazal meant that all you have to do is just put in and put out, they wouldn't have called their bedika. They would have called their kinuach. Kinuach means a wipe. Bedika means to check. It's like I don't mean the word literally habda, but it's like bedika chametz. The Gemara says, go dig b'char nesach. It's always the same lashon. Bedika means to look. Bedika doesn't mean close your eyes, put in, put out, and focus, there's nothing there. So the Rashba says, b'tchila b'yatzof to arrive is not correct. So now we have machlekes, the Gemara have shown it from one extreme to another. Do you require bedikas chor? Is there a halacha for us b'zman hazeh called bedikas chor nistach? What is a bedika? Is a bedika going in and coming out? That's the right it says. Because Rashi says, absolutely not. Rashi says, it's going in, moving around, all around chor nistach, and then coming out and taking a look at it. That's a very, very, very different kind of a bedika that the Gedolei Rishonim are talking about. But now, we come up with another issue that was raised concerning bedikas. Not in terms of these sort of stuck in, but how far in must the bedika go? No matter what your standard is, whether you're going in and coming out, or you're going in, moving around, and checking all around and coming out, how far is it? So is there some kind of shir in halacha, how far deep the bedika has to be inserted? So the Beis Yosef, in the second of the Maram Kamos, quotes a statement that appears in some Rishon at least, at the very top of the second Maram Kamos. He says in Sibbe Kutzani Vav, says, "Umashikosav shetach niseyu admokom she'ever tashvish magia." There's a quote out of the Torah, which ultimately came from the Rosh. Now, when the woman inserts the bedikah cloth, it has to go as far as the aver of the man would go, b'shas tashvish. That's quite a distance inside. Came Kasa by Rosh Prakhtiva, I guess, Zel Shodom. There's a quote right out of the Rosh. Bedika Shemar, what is the Bedika that Chazal is talking about? What is Efsikai? What is Bedika Shemakim? Hana Shetachis Beged Lavan. Either she takes a cloth, a white cloth, or Tzemer Gefen, or cotton, L'chorin or L'stokin. So first of all, the Rosh is very clear, like his colleague, the Rashba, against the Raiva, that he did Bedika Shemar L'stokin. But Ad Mokob Sheh Shamash Dosh, she has to go as far in as the aver of the man would go v'shas nashmish. The Lord should not say to ma'at l'kaneches atzma. Don't say she just goes in, you know, a tenth of an inch in and just calls it a day. That's not what the word means. The word bedika means it has to go to a certain degree in, and then he quotes, etc., etc. He quotes from Gemaras to try to differentiate the phrase of kinuach from the lashon of bedika. So we take a look. Mind. Let's go down to the seventh line of the Bishai Seif. The eighth line of the Bishai Seif, Bifnim. So Akal Shari just quotes from a series of Rishonim who use the phrase not only B'dikas Chorin Stock in terms of how much do we check, but they use the phrase in terms of how deep to check as well. Ad Mokhav Shesham Ashdash. Says the Bishai Seif, Udvarim Elu Koshim Ve'enai. So says the Bishai Seif, he has a lot of trouble understanding what these Rishonim mean. He said it's impossible. The A is cloth. He said it's impossible for the woman to put the bedikah cloth so far in to the depth into that muscle, as far as the aver itself goes. If she'll try to do that, she'll make the extra effort and kunsing and maneuver to try to get the bedikah cloth so far in to kalkel atzma. She's going to cause herself trouble. She's going to cause herself a scratch. She also says that she's going to try to do what appears, at least we've shown him, she's going to cause herself trouble. It's going to start to bleed. The bedikah is going to come out red. But it's not uterine blood. You know where the blood came from? From the scratch you just made. So how did the Beis Yosef know? How did the Beis Yosef know all this? It's the way he says, "V'kach omros ha'pichos shebehem." That's what the wise women told him. He spoke to women about this. He asked the women directly, and they told him that it can't be. There's no way that the halacha could require that you have to go ad makom shel shamash dash. It's just not practical. It's not. You're going to do it. It's going to start to bleed. Now he goes on. He says, "This Choran. This is fascinating. I'm right out of this." He says he remembers kibina arusai. He remembers when he was young. He didn't write the Beis Yosef when he was that old. He wrote the Shulchan Aruch in his later years, but the Beis Yosef he wrote before he arrived in Eretz Yisrael. The Beis Yosef itself was written in Turkey. It was the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Kai was born in the year 1488 in Spain. It was not a good place to be born, for a Jew to be born in Spain in 1488. His family left, so he was kicked out of Spain in 1492. He was on one of those boats that Christopher Columbus writes in his diary that when he was trying to pull out his boat out of the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, trying to pull his boats out of the harbor, so he writes in his diary, he describes what the bridge looks like in the morning. He said it was falling. They say he couldn't get out. He writes to the ferry. He says it was so crowded, the harbor was so crowded because the Jews had all been kicked out that day. It was Tishma 1492. And he had a delayed voyage to America. So America was found one day later because of all the Jews that were stuck in the harbor. So one of those boats was the Shulchan Aruch. His family escaped from there, and eventually they made their way to Turkey. And he grew up in Turkey. Then it was Constantinople, Istanbul, same city. But he grew up in Constantinople. And he wrote the Beis Yosef at that point. And then later in his life, he made his way to Eretz Yisrael, made his way to Tzfat, where in Tzfat, he decided to summarize everything he had written in the Beis Yosef, which ultimately became the Shulchan Aruch. So in that little cave in Tzfat, where they have writing, which is the Beis Yosef cave, that's about where he wrote. It's a little Beis Medrash in the cave in Tzfat. That's where he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. But here he's writing in the Beis Yosef that he remembers when he was young. So he's talking about the Rabbanim in Turkey, that he from Spain, when he was 4 years old, he probably doesn't remember too well. But he remembers in Turkey as a young boy, Skorani kibin arosa re'isi zekenin, shayim agam kibim abadik azu shikas rabbeinu. He remembers that the older Rabbanim used the question, what the Torah says, the Torah shteik, yidi yidad mokho shesh shamash dash, said the older Rabbanim used to say, shum dom shiyev shal asois. And he says, "Acharkach b'liyadi kispe mori isalin after I'm sitting in Turkey, and my rabbi is telling me they don't understand what the Torah is talking about, and he himself says, I spoke to the women, and they also told me they can't be. Then afterwards he got a ksav yad from the Mar Islam. Who's the Mar Islam? Was the Chumash Hadeshen. The Chumash Hadeshen lived a little bit before the Beis Yosef. He was a rabbi in Germany. So he was, we've quoted many times, he was the one who wrote all the shalas that didn't exist. He made up shalas so that he could write his chumas, but he wanted the supplement that he wanted to give. He wanted to make a little bit more labor there. So he made it. When I make the shalas of the week, it's a real shalas. He made up the shalas of the week so that he could give the chumas away. He said, this chumas is much better than my chumas. Maybe my shalas is better, but his chumas are better. So he writes that finally he sets up his hands, and you can just see like the drama unfolding here. This is the delay, this is the 1500s. So the ksav yad from Germany had it. Took years to make its way till up to Turkey. He writes, because of Shom, Kiloshon Hazeh, had the B'dikas Isha B'shivet Kiyam and Mokom Shasham Shdash, Kva Shemati B'dachtikim Hazeh. So he said, the Chumash Hadeshen is writing, I've heard about some people try to do this. Ach B'shar Chiburim L'Kosmu, Rak B'dika Yofel L'Chorin U'stokin. The Chumash Hadeshen says, but he sees in other Chiburim, like Piskei Halacha that were written for to guide the women in this area, do not say a word about Makom Shasham Mishdash. All they talk about is B'dikas Chorin U'stokin. So says the Chumash Hadeshen, came in the Iyavshel Anashim Kulehai. It's so hard for the women to do what this new requirement, or maybe lack thereof requirement, that Makom Shasham Mishdash. Ein lahachmer lehem b'yoseh. It's the quote from the Chumash Hadeshen. Don't be too machmer. V'hanach lehem Yisrael b'chulei. Ad kam l'shani. So the Chumash Hadeshen left it vague and said, some poskim are insisting on this very, very deep in b'diga. Others didn't mention that in their shortened versions of Ilchus Nida. The women are having trouble doing it. Hanach lehem Yisrael. Harei shehirgish, the Beis Yosef continues, harei shehirgish b'koshi sheyesh b'dika binyan zeh. He said, you see that he himself, the Chumash Hadeshen himself, was not sure exactly how true this is. The Maisa, it's very, very difficult to do. So we skip down a little bit. And then, well, it's in the top of page 34. So then he's going back and forth, showing Sefer Shem mentioned it, Sefer Shem don't mention it. But now he picks up on the Lashon of the Chumash Hadeshen. The Chumash Hadeshen concluded, he said, Harach lehem Yisrael v'chulei. So what do those words mean? Harach lehem Yisrael v'chulei. So the end of the third line is fascinating. But Masha Kosov, imagine the drama. He's sitting here in Turkey, he can't pick up a phone and call through to another thing to his Hadeshen. Live in one he was, there's no way he could correspond with him. So he's trying to figure out what did the Eilig to his Hadeshen mean when he threw his hands up and said, Harach lehem v'chulei. It's all in the v'chulei. But Masha Kosov, Harach lehem Yisrael v'chulei, im miskaver Masha Omru, Harach lehem Yisrael, im enga neviyim heim, b'nei neviyim heim, says the Gemara Pesachim has a certain shadow that came up. It was an Erev Pesach, Shechel Yisrael Shabbos, and nobody could remember how to carry the knife to the Beis HaMikdash in order to shech the Gemara Pesach. There was no Erev in Yerushalayim, which is a whole other question. It's Rav Moshe's famous tshuva about the Erev in Hattin. He says, how come there was no Erev in Yerushalayim? Nobody thought to make an Erev in Yerushalayim. Nobody could figure out all the years there was Beis HaMikdash, there was no Erev in Yerushalayim, the Gemara says. So Rav Moshe says, he thinks, you know why there was no Erev in Yerushalayim? Because it was a tourist city. And the Chachamim were afraid that when people come from the little villages, not all the villages have Erevin, they're going to come to the big city, all the rabbis, everybody's carrying, it's going to lead to a mistake, it's going to be a chinuch, they're going to go back to their homes, and they're going to carry. So Moshe says, it must have been the Chazal assessed, whenever you have that tourist city, a lot of people are always coming from different places, you shouldn't have an Erev there. So Moshe writes, in Manhattan, he thinks that's where it applies, and he shouldn't have an Erev in Manhattan whatsoever. That's one of many reasons. That was the 15th reason where Moshe writes he shouldn't have an Erev in Manhattan because it's a tourist city, it's like Yerushalayim. So when they made the Erev in Washington Heights a few years ago, so some people were calling that choose Moshe. Moshe says, oh, you can't have an Erev in a tourist city. Others pointed out that, you know, we like to think we're important, Wayu and Broyas, the Tachlas. It's probably not in the top 10 the tourist attractions of those who are coming to New York City. But a bit of the lighter side of the Erev politics saga in Washington. Anyway, so the Gemara says in Masechus Pesachim that they couldn't figure out how to bring the knives. Some people had forgotten to bring. There weren't enough knives for the Shlitz Kohen Pesach. So all of a sudden, people figured out a kunst. They put the knives onto the animal. They stuck the knife into the hair of the animal, and the animal carried the knife. So the Gemara says that was a gval gecha. Because it was should have been a problem. Mechamer, the animals of Lachy, was Kiliachiyad, Mechamer Mitzvah, Shustra, Abonah. The Gemara is a whole lot of reason why they were right. Who thought of that great idea? the Malamatim, the regular guys, the regular Pashat Amcha, thought up with that great idea how to get the knife transported without having to actually carry it. So Hillel was there at the time, and Hillel said, I forgot what it is, I don't remember how we used to carry the knives. For those people, it wasn't all the time. Airface Chaz Mashat only every couple of years. Couldn't remember how we used to carry the knives last time. Couldn't remember what the Messiah was. And when he heard that the farmers, that the regular Pasha guys were doing it this way, he explained, Hanachal Yisrael, Ein Neviim, Ein B'nei Neviim. He says, oh, Klai Yisrael, even if they're not Neviim, but B'nei Neviim, they figured it out. So if you use the phrase Hanachal Yisrael in that sense, that's a big compliment. So that was what the Tumas Hadesh meant. All he wrote was Hanachal Yisrael V'chulei. We don't know what the end of the sentence was. If he meant that Hanachal Yisrael, so then the Beis Yosef says, Bal Nefesh Nami Yachal Nesmach Al Chibur, Shalom Kalsu Shadikah Tiyad Bafesh Shavish Dash. So then, basically what the Tumas Hadesh would be saying is, the women are right, that those Rishonim who wrote that Lashon are not really correct Lalacha, the women are correct, that Hanachal Yisrael, that they're Nevi'as, Benos Nevi'as. Aval, says the Tumas Hadesh, Aval Miskaber Amasha Amru, Hanachal Yisrael, Mutav Shu Shoyim Vayu Mizitin, that's another Hanachal Yisrael, which means, they're wrong, but don't check with them too much because they're not going to listen to anyway. If Kei Bal Nefesh, someone who wants to know what the din is, Tzorach L'Zohar, then you better do the right thing, i.e. do this thorough B'dika. If you come up with it, Rabbeinu Yerucham Nirash, HaKol Parim Tzrich Livduch HaMachosh HaMishdash, V'ma Ostek El Oslo B'dika. He quotes from Rabbeinu Yerucham, who was a Talmud of the Rush, who talking about some of the big posts, especially the Ashkenazi communities, who are insisting on Makom Shasha Mishdash. So where does this place us now? So we have almost two different shaylas. We have a shayla of Bedikas Chardes Stokid, and we have a shayla of Makom Shasha Mishdash. So what's the Bedikas Chardes Stokid? The Raivid was Begil, and the Rashman, and everybody else was Machmer. When it comes to Makom Shasha Mishdash, it's a different shayla, a different issue, in terms of the depth. First was about the moving around. Now the depth of the Bedika. So those, some Rishonim are insisting on this very, very, very deep, thorough Bedika. And the Tumas Hadesh and the Beis Yosef and the women are not so sure that this is really correct. So what do we do with the mice? How does this play out? So Shulchan Aruch, the third of the Mamukamos, writes as follows. In Simukov Tzadiva, Kol B'dikos Elu, Dein B'dikos Efsik Tara, both for the Efsik Tara, Dein B'dikos Kol Shev, all the week of Shev Nekiyim, Tzrichos Lios, Bebeget Pishton, Lov and Yashon, either a piece of a flax, piece of cloth or something, that's old because it's easier, I think, to show up on obitzem gefen or cotton, which is what we use cotton b'dika cloths. Obitzem lavan naki berach or white wool, as long as it's clean and soft. It has to be soft. It has to be something that's easy. I think the linen was hard. The harder linen is hard to maneuver, so it should be something that's very, very soft. And the cloths that we use are the best of the best. So we use cotton b'dika cloths. And what do you do with it? Itachni senu ba'osamakom ba'omek l'charnu stocking. So Shulchan Aruch says charnu stocking. You need charnu stocking. Not negotiable. Ad makom shashamish dash. Oh yeah, the Beis Yosef just says ad makom shashamish dash. V'tira im yesh bo shum mara ad mumis. She has to take a look and see if there's any red on it at all. For lo shem back to say ma'at lekenech atzma. Not that she just sticks it in and out. But from the Shulchan Aruch, im yikshe be'enei ma'od lachnisa kol kach ba'omek. If it's going to be really hard to do that, which the Beis Yosef himself already told you, it's going to be very hard to do that. Lefachos bedika shayom hefsek tara, or bedika shayom rishon neashiva tiyan al makom shashamish dash. Says okay, says the Shulchan Aruch. The only bedikas that are mamish ba'akev are the hefsek tara and the first day bedika. We're going to learn a little bit later on that if you didn't do any bedikas on the subsequent days, maybe the seventh may be different. We'll get to that a little bit later. If you missed bedikas day 2, 3, 4, 5, bedieved anyway, she can go to the mikvah. So Shulchan Aruch says we're not going to drive the woman crazy for the bedikas that are not absolutely ma'akev. But the Shulchan Aruch leaves us hanging and saying that you need charon stocking. That's not negotiable. That's all done. Every bedikah must be charon stocking. In terms of the second quote unquote requirement about makom shashamish dash, says the Shulchan Aruch, we would like it for everything. But at the end of the day, we'll negotiate. As long as you got the sitara the first day, it's going to be okay. Says the Ramah, v'im lo asta kein bedikas yom rishon. What if she didn't do on the first day this thorough bedikah? Then, according to the Beis Yosef, she can do any day because the Ikra Din, but the most Rishonim, at least one B'dika of Shemini Kiyum is definitely going to be okay. Mil B'di Eved, says the Ramah, what happens after the fast? Mil B'di Eved, Im Lo Osta Ken Klal. She didn't do any of this. What did she do? she didn't do it the right, not accepting, that's mamshut asiyachin. But she didn't do more than that. What she did do is, she bought the atzma yofu b'charen of stuff in the omek hetev, deep enough, and listen to the two words, kefi kocha, as well as she can. She did her best, she tried to give effort, she tried her best, she tried, kefi kocha, af al pi shlo yil amakav shamish dash, even though she didn't get anywhere near the shamish dash, sagila, that's good enough. And who does he quote? The Beis Yosef. Now it's funny because the Shulchan Aruch himself wasn't so convinced, even though he created, he showed you all the Maamar Kamos to be made, and then in the end he backed down almost. And the Ramot turns around and quotes you, Kein das rov haposkim, v'chein marai, and the Tumas Hadeshin. Now we weren't even sure that's what the Tumas Hadeshin said, because remember he said Halacha Misrael, so we weren't even sure that was his conclusion. But Lamais and the Ramot Paskins, that the Shir B'dikas is Kefi Kocha.
Maybe the Ramah had the rest of the Tumas Hadeshin.
Maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure. I have to take a look. I'm not sure what it says in the rest. I don't know. Well, the truth is, even if you didn't have it, even the direct line, the Talmud of the Talmud of the Tumas Hadeshin. So we had it very, very clear in the Surah. So apparently, in the communities of the Ramah's writing, which is my Sa'a community, we're all the descendants of the Ramah. The Ramah was a Rav in Poland already, so that's where most of us come from, that area. So the Ramah's writing that the real Shir B'dikas, the Ikra Din, is Kefi Kocha. That's the real shit. Everything else is nice and can, but it's the biggest sort of stuff in kefi kocha. So how do we pass in halacha on this? Well, that's exactly how we pass it. We pass in kefi kocha, whatever she can do to the best of her ability, even though it's not going to get as far as we would, at some posting we would prefer, it's not going to happen. Kefi kocha, if I'll be shalom again, that's okay, but it has to be hard and stuff. And that went out. As of not yet, at least not in today's year yet, willing to negotiate.
So according to the Shulchan Aruch, then we're not choshes the woman's in a greater makkah. Because he's saying about
he's saying be careful. Yeah, he's saying do it carefully. Right.
No, but he's not as that. Saying you should.
Right. The Shulchan Aruch, even though the Mishnah himself quotes the women who are telling you we're causing trouble, he's saying do it anyway. Right.
And the whole idea of Haran and Stuckin, the fact that you're moving it around, we're not concerned that's going to create a market.
That usually doesn't. You're not going so far in that way. Lamaisa, Lamaisa, what Rabbanim say is they quote the Ramah. And they say, a woman wants to know how, do your best, try. Some college teachers teach just do your best, try kefi kocha, but you have to move it around. If you just put it in a pull-out, so that's not the sort of stocking, that's going to be a problem. Are we ever willing to forego the b'dikas sort of stocking? Meaning, are we ever willing to forego and just follow the raivid? We ever follow the raivid? So there is a Nevi B'chus, Nevi B'Yehuda, and we don't come to choose Nevi B'chus, right, that the right is still the right, it's still like great, the Heligalga Rishon. If you're the right, that there's an unbelievable Shasachak, and for whatever reason, you can't even do the Stalker for whatever reason, so says, maybe could I arrive in the Smokhla of Shasachagodl? A lot of people don't even like that. So the question is, well, what does that mean for us? When would we ever have a Shasachagodl? What kind of case would we have that would be counted such a Shasachagodl? So if you take a look at the fourth of the Marmos Kalos, about the Shulchan, and now we've moved from the base from Turkey to Germany to Farakwa. You know? I think he moved about the Shulchan, right? If I recall, he moved there to Strong. I don't remember anymore. Anyway, so comes the Five Kong, about the Shulchan, and he writes Obitzema, when the Shulchan Aruch listed off all the different materials they can use for Dikvot, you can use cotton, you can use a little soft linen, you can use a wool, whatever you want. Below tivdok aisha biniyar, don't use toilet paper. Don't use a tissue that you shouldn't use. Afshu long vinoki, even though it's clean and it's a white tissue, it's got everything going for it. V'yach b'diyeved leishestapik, he says, I'm not even sure if b'diyeved if a tissue is good enough. Lefiani esdaitim also had b'dika. Why? Shekafi hanira eino nichnas hetev lecharon stockin. Because it's very hard to do b'dika sort of stock with it. Why? Because it rips. You start to move it around, you start to maneuver around, then rips in your hands. So you didn't do a good job. It's an absolute ma'akev to have b'dikas chorin stuck in. And he's very, very nervous. Then he starts to say, "Ulayesh lahokya b'zeh b'diyebos in yorosa avim p'tzas v'asuin lisvok shvichos mashkin shenoch yosel lachnisim b'chorin stuck in v'gan enam nikroim b'kal." Maybe a paper towel would be good, because a paper towel is used to sop up liquids stronger, much, much thicker than a regular tissue. Maybe that would be good. I'm not an expert in Metzias Advarim, but my gut feeling is she'll do a much better bedikah with a tissue than with a paper towel. It's hard. It's rougher. and it's going to be right.
It might cause a muck. I mean,
yeah, he's right. It's not going to rip. But I'm not sure how thorough she's going to be able to do with it. And it's much more prone to cause a muck. Probably
get right, it's coarse. There, something that's coarse.
I'm guessing that a tissue is going to do a better job. But the Badashov is willing. Maybe Ulai Yishlof. Maybe. Other person disagree with this Badashov. Ravosner, Shem Talevi, Ravosner is quoted as saying that if you suck, a woman suck happens, I'm not going to suck. She's in the middle of you find herself in the office, it's fine for Shkia, and she's got a bowel, I can't find it, maybe big clothes. She checks out, well, Paco will know if you're trying to have big clothes. So if Ravosner's make, or Shasel Chagodos, she can do a bidika with the tissue. Why? We're not so sure this Matthias is right that he said, you can't do this, be careful, if you do it slowly, do it carefully, you do bidika, it's hard to stop him with it. And you're back on the lines. And the first of the back on the lines. You always have almost arrived to fall back on. Even if it's not, there's some stuff in there. Some will say it's good anyway.
Even
it's just one of the days of the Dikas, that's not so terrible. She can do the tissues. Again, the Chedchilo, we don't like to do tissues. Some of us can say she should take a few tissues, like wrap a few around her finger. That way, even if one rips, she'll still get the other one. So, we would probably, many people today would permit a Bedikas with tissues, but again, it's not the way to go, it's not the correct thing to do. If a woman really is stuffed and she can't throw out a Bedikas cloth, the more correct thing to do is, if a husband's around, is to volunteer his undershirt or something. If you're ripped, just take a scissors, or even if you have a scissors, just. If you can't rip it off, you have to be very careful to do it properly, but if you maneuver a cloth, that's what you used to do in the old days. In the olden days, our great grandmothers did not have these little cloth that comes in a little plastic bag that were 100% cotton, 100 highest quality, soft. They used to be schmatted. It's an old rag, an old shirt or something. You take an old shirt and you cut it into 20 pieces. That was the biggest cloth for the month. So the post the bag, if you're really stuck, it's better probably to do that. But if you can't, if you're being clean, it's hard, sometimes not shy. If you're shy, you could probably use a tissue as well. Okay, so that's your next one.